episode number 327, Cobo Camaro Goes Nines.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason. Back from vacation.
Yeah, nice and relaxed.
At least you are.
Nice and relaxed.
Feel good? You like Florida?
Love it.
Yeah? How many Camaros you see out there?
Not as many Camaros as I saw Lamborghinis and Ferraris.
Really?
Yeah. Fort Lauderdale area, hung out in mostly. If any of our listeners living in there. I know Jonathan Camaro sent me some messages because I think he's down in Miami. Nice weather, but idiot drivers.
Worse than Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah. Because all the geriatrics go down there. It's God's waiting room.
Well, so I guess that's where I'll go when I get old.
Yeah, yeah. Good weather. I'm good to be back home.
Yeah, get back in the swing of things.
Yeah. I know some people thought we weren't going to have a show last week.
Who said that?
I saw it on Facebook. Camaro Scotty.
Why would there not be a show?
Because I was away for vacation. They said, how could we possibly have a show when Chris is away on vacation?
I was away more than once, and we did it over the phone.
Yeah, we got you covered. We've done this how many years?
We're veterans, man. We know what we're doing. Definitely, you just have a little faith in us now. We got a system. We got it down.
Definitely.
All right, let's get into this. So we're at episode 327.
327.
Interesting number right there, 327.
Why is that?
Because the Chevrolet small block 327 was introduced in 1962. And neat engine, small block, very small displacement, high rev and type motor. Had a bore of 4 inches and a stroke of 3.25 inches. And the power levels went from 210 up to 375 horsepower, which is kind of a big deal. Depending on if you got carb or fuel injection, cylinder heads, camshaft, pistons, whole nine yards. If I'm reading this right here on Wikipedia, and I also referenced the Camaro White Book. It was the most powerful single-cam, naturally aspirated production small-block V8, aside from the limited-run Ford Boss 351, until the appearance of the 385-horsepower LS6 in 2001.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's really impressive. So I've got a soft spot for the 327 because my dad used to love this engine. And he built a 327. He had a 56 Chevy Nomad way back in the day.
Good old Nomad.
Oh, yeah. And it was the fastest car in the Tri-County area, Eaton, Barry, Ionia counties.
What color was it?
It was like a burgundy with some primer on it. It was a badass mofo, though. He built his own headers for it.
Really?
Yeah. He did his own. And those things would glow absolutely cherry red because, you know, the jet hot wasn't, you know, anything like that. But I remember being a little kid and sitting in the passenger seat and I don't even think it had seatbelts. Yeah. You know, this is early 70s, and it was had a 4-speed, and I'll never forget when he would push the clutch in and just mat the gas, and the tack would just spool up so fast, and I thought the whole thing was going to come undone, and then he would just like slip his foot off the clutch and bang, and it'd pull the fronts up a good 2 feet, power shift in a second, bang, the front would come up again. It would lift him in first through third.
Damn.
Yeah. And so there's some monster torque in the engines he built. And he built them all himself. I mean, that's kind of where I started with cars. I'll never, ever, ever forget that because I wasn't scared. Huh. You know, you think I'd be scared, you know, but...
Yeah, but you grew up with it, so, man, nothing should scare you.
Oh, yeah, I'm hardcore dog.
You're badass.
Yeah, I'm so badass that I drive an automatic Camaro that's a huge fail on YouTube. Huge fail. Remember we talked about this a couple episodes ago?
Yes, we did.
They must be posting it on Honda Hatch or whatever website is out there because I got all these losers coming out of the woodwork going, nice car, but huge fail for automatic. Automatics are only for pussies that can't drive and stuff like that. I'm like, listen, you know, I'm a top finisher at the Bragg Smith School of Advanced Driving in Pahrump, Nevada. I know how to drive.
Yeah.
I guess I'd rather have a great car with an automatic transmission than be a total loser and have nothing but to do but troll.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. They
come out of the woodwork, man.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. It's hilarious how clueless people are. And then now they're arguing about which is better, Mustang or Camaro.
Oh,
so yeah. It went back to the roots.
Just goes to show you what.
Anyway, so Chevrolet 327, I think they need to bring that sucker back.
Yeah.
Maybe in a Z28. You hear me, Fitz? I mean, let's talk about this. It was the most powerful small block production engine until the LS6.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Tack it up at $8,000. Wait a minute. What's the Copo Camaro have in it?
427.
427?
Yeah.
Sure about that? What's it say?
A new aluminum block 427 engine slated for the Corvette.
I thought for sure that there's an option to have a 327. Maybe I'm just wishful thinking at that point. But since we're talking about the Copo Camaro, that is the headline of today's episode.
Yeah, it sure is.
Man, that thing is fast.
Well, it looks like they went right from, I guess they were showing it at PRI.
Yeah.
And drove it over to Bradenton in Florida there. And the sucker went 969 at 140 in the first day out on the track that they had with this car. Is that not cool or what?
Oh, that's
969.
Just out of the box. Hey, it ain't no show car. This is a real deal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a show car too, but you know, that's pretty cool. And the videos that were posted were nice.
I know.
And the burnout that does. It the thing moves like it's on a mission.
327 with LS7 heads?
Ah.
I stand corrected. Ah. I don't know. I'm seeing people posting in this thread here about the Copo Camaro, which I will link up in the show notes. I can't remember the stats really.
I know it's
because people are referencing a lot of, you know, back to the old Copo stuff.
Yeah. There's some new information about it.
Oh, you even posted here. Look, a few episodes ago until episode 327, and we will talk about the 327.
Damn, I'm good.
How about that?
So it'd be a suggested class of AA stock, 327 LS9 based aluminum block. Forged steel crank, compression ratio 10.2:1 with LS7 heads, like you said.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. The supercharger is interesting because I read somewhere that there's going to be an optional 4.0-liter blower for this thing. Now, it doesn't sound like a whole lot because we're talking about, you know, 6.2-liter, but that's 4 liters of air of displacement.
Well, compare that to what are you currently running on your Camaro?
The MagnaCharger is 2.3 liters.
Okay.
And I pound out 600 horsepower. So if it's got 4 liters of blower to it.
Yeah. That thing's going to blow.
Well, yeah. In the best way possible. You know, I don't know if it's. I don't know. But it's pretty cool. So we got a thread going on in the forums, and this hasn't been thrown on the front page like it should have been just because I was busy at work and Chris, you were out of town.
Yeah.
So
We'll get caught up, don't worry.
But the thread's in the fifth gen section, and people are talking about it, including the video of the pass.
Yeah, with the burnout.
And the burnout.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Can't wait to see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Crap. So we got to move on because I know we got a packed show, I think.
Yeah, we do because we got a bunch of voicemails and some emails too. It looks like there was another auction or there's an auction coming up here for the military tribute Camaro to benefit the wounded veterans. This car looks awesome. And it looks like it was done by the same person, Mickey Harris, who did the...
The
American Pride Camaro, yeah. And General Motors is set to auction off the special Camaro airbrush by Mickey Harris as a tribute to nation's armed forces. This design pays homage to all five branches of the country's military with a unique mural, and the vehicle is headed to Barrett-Jackson next month. So
excellent. Very cool.
In Scottsdale. So the proceeds from the auction are going to go towards the Achilles Freedom Team of Wounded Veterans. This organization helps wounded vets overcome their disabilities by participating in mainstream athletics and has doubled in size since 2010. GM has supported this charity with various donations in the past, including the contribution of 20 hand cycles. So GM's going to show off this Harris Camaro during this weekend's Army-Navy game. I think that already happened, though. With CBS Sports devoting some time to speak with GM CEO and U.S. Naval Academy graduate Dan Ackerson, as well as members of the Achilles Freedom Team of Wounded Veterans. So this is really cool. I'm going to link this up in the show notes. Check it out. This car looks awesome. I like the kind of like the steel look to it. Nice. Love it. Okay.
You know, since we're talking about it, when we were at SEMA, we were in the SLP booth, and they had the, gosh, was it the Wounded Warrior program come out?
Yeah, the SLP worked with West Coast Customs to do this car.
Was it the Wounded Warrior car or for another? Another?
No, it was for the UCLA something.
It was for wounded soldiers, yeah. Whatever you call it, I think it's good stuff. Out there, we got to we didn't get to meet, and I wish I had. Someday I will. But we got to see one of the coolest guys in the world, Joey Pollock, who worked in the U.S. Army as a driver and is wounded.
Yeah.
But it's visible that he was hurt serving. But if you just look past the skin deep part of it, you'll see that, man, he's all heart and he's a killer guy. Can't wait to meet him one day, and someday I will. But he was there, and you know, my point is that these charity vehicles are awesome, because I personally support anything that supports the Wounded Warriors, because these guys are going over there, they're putting a lot on the line, they're losing a lot. So Chris, like you and I, can just have the freedom to sit around and talk about whatever we want, like that. So, you know, if you see the chance to support something like that, please do, as well as anything else that you see fit. So can't wait to see how much that's going to go for. Let's talk big money, no whammies.
Yeah, let's hope they get lots of money for it.
Right on. All right, so we got some voicemail emails catching up to do. Is that right? Is that what's next on the
got some here.
On the old list here? How do you want to start it off, buddy? You want to do an
let's
email?
Let's do a couple. Let's do a couple emails and then we'll go into the voicemails. Yeah.
All right, I got this one. This one's long overdue from Charlie, aka Charlie 1111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111111 He says, "Hey, Jason, this is Charlie 1. 1111111, not Charter 1, sigh. Anyway, I'm writing a response to the question that I left on the CamaroZ28.com human relations answering machine last week. Jason got the gist of what I was referring to, which is when enough horsepower is enough before completely unusable on the streets for everyday use for folks like myself. And I know that I'm going to get flack for the you ain't man enough to drive a man's car crowd, but I don't care. That's just a different tree I don't climb." I like that. However, my main aim for the question is when Jason put it, when is enough enough to compete with Ford's only performance vehicle until it bleeds into Corvette territory? He says, "I would like to assume that Chevrolet or GM would not allow that, as the Corvette, in my opinion, is the premier performance car in GM's current lineup. But with the 2013 Shelby GT500 reaching the near ZR1 engine output level, do you believe that it's the Camaro's stake at that level to keep running with the Shelby, or should it be the Camaro's older, bigger cousin, the Corvette, to compete with that?" He goes on to say that, the Corvette's aim for your performance junkie, and I don't mean that in a bad way. We could spend the extra cash for that performance and suspension boost, but the Mustang seems to be trying to overshadow in the lack of performance models that they have by going to the Roushes and the Shelbys and showcases them as Fords. GM has the Camaros, the CTS-Vs, and the Corvettes to cover all the spectrums in the performance proving grounds. I don't see the need and horsepower of the likes of Hennessy or Street Legal Performance to sell high horsepower car in their showrooms to make the general public that they think that they're the best. We have the ZL1 coming out at 580. For a Camaro, it's perfectly fine with me without getting too overboard and hurting my car and myself, or worse. If I want to compete with a Shelby GT500, then I'll bring the Corvette. But until I can afford one of those, I'll just take a crack at the Ford Mustang 5.0 or a Ford Boss Mustang 302. Thanks for your time, guys. P.S. That quacking noise you heard is the sound of my droid Incredible makes when I receive a text message. The phone vibrates twice, and then the person on the other line hears the vibration of the phone, thus creating an obnoxious quack quack on all sounds. So there you go. As always, representing and revving, Mr. Quackers, Charlie 1111111111.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah.
So, he's
interesting points.
Yeah.
Is it going to come down to a best bang for the buck, though? Because, I mean, if you're going to start going Shelby GT500 versus Corvette ZR1, obviously you're going to spend $110,000, $120,000 for a ZR1. That's obviously going to kick the crap out of the GT500. May not have as much horsepower, but it's an overall better car. And
yeah,
it's going to be a quicker car, faster car, better track car.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do here? I mean, if the GT500 comes out and it's 60,000, double the price for a ZR1 to compete, yeah. do we just, you know, throw some more horsepower at the Camaro or what? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think Charlie's saying no. We don't. No, right. We let. Well, maybe we could equate it to like boxing classes. It's based on weight in boxing. Why shouldn't it be based on horsepower in vehicle comparison, mile comparison? In other words, that would line the GT 500 up with the ZR1.
Right, but the ZR1 is going to be double the cost.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you put in a seasoned fighter against a rookie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing out the. You know what? You know what? The Corvette could say, okay, fine. Fine, wise asses. We'll bring out, you know, the ZR1 Junior, whatever they might want to call it. I don't know. The Stingray. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And put it in the $70,000 range because that's what people are expecting that GT500 to be.
You mean like a Z06 or something like that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, or hop up the Z06 to match the GT500 performance if we're not going to match horsepower to horsepower. We're just going to match performance to performance or price to price, I should say.
Okay.
What if they, you know, I don't know.
You don't think it should be the Camaro's duty to compete against the Mustang?
I don't know. I think that's what Charlie's saying here is that it shouldn't be car to car. It should be league to league, I think.
Okay.
You know?
Or should it be just Chevrolet versus Ford? GM versus Ford.
Grudge match, bring what you got.
Bring what you got. Ford, you come out with your best car. GM, you come out with your best car. Let's line them up. How's that sound?
Gets me thinking. People have been calling for a return to the Michigan GM event.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Bring what you got. Ford versus Chevy.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's talk about something else. I got enough projects. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Jason Chris. I've been listening to your Camaro Z28 podcast for a little while now. Although I don't yet own a Camaro, we live in New York where I store a motorcycle for a wintertime. We have mentioned about condensation in your garage. You mentioned, you know.
Yeah.
What you need to do is put a dehumidifier in there. Also, if you plan on changing the oil when you pull your car or bike out in the spring, change the oil before storage, which gets the contaminants out of the old oil and doesn't let them set in the engine all winter. That's my storage tips. Ride safe, Dave.
Has he got a username? Dave?
Just Dave.
Just Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. Decent stuff, but my question is, if you change the oil before you put it in storage, how is the oil when you take it out of storage?
I don't know.
And I'm not saying because I know, like that's not a rhetorical question. It's actually I've always wondered about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
are you changing the oil only to take it out and have to change it right again anyways?
Yeah, because we need to use synthetic in our cars and as we know that stuff ain't cheap.
Right. Yeah, especially since it takes like 9 quarts.
I know, it's a big old oil pan. So I wonder how that is. I wonder if it's just good to go when you pull it out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've always put my car away and then change the oil when I take it out. That's
what
I always do.
That's what I do too, but maybe I'm thinking this. I'm doing the wrong timing. Yeah. It's not too late. You change anytime you want. Yeah. Good stuff. That's a couple of emails we need to get through.
Three voicemails to go and another email here.
All right. You want to kick one of those voicemails off? And I'm kind of curious to see if we have more tips.
Okay.
Hey, Jason and Chris. This is Andrew Kelly. I'm calling from Maryland, the DMV area. Just picked up a Camaro in last day of the month in November, so I'm attested to the last podcast with the Camaro kicking the Mustang's ass. I first hopped on the board when I got my 1994 Z28 Camaro in August. Has a couple things done to it, to the engines, a lot of work done to it. And I brought a 2012, like I said, in November, last day of November, and I've been listening to the podcast ever since. I got the 1994 in August and love the podcast, and I'm on the forums even more now looking for simple mods for my 2012 Camaro and still the 1994, kind of on a budget. I'm 21-year-old kid. Thanks, guys. Keep the podcast going. Come to the DMV area sometime. Thank you.
Andrew, congratulations on your 2012 Camaro.
Yeah.
And thanks for calling in.
21 years old? Already 21? Has two Camaro?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
How about that?
He's on.
What's the DMV area?
Department of Motor Vehicles?
I don't know.
I hate going there. DMV. Maryland, DMV. Maryland?
D.C.? Maryland? I don't know.
DMV.
Andrew, where are you from? Yeah, I don't know. DMV. I don't
we're
know.
Geographically challenged.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, thanks for, I don't know where to go with that other than congrats. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a member of the CamaroZ28.com community. Yeah. Good stuff. What do we got, like two more voicemails and one more email?
Yep.
All righty. Why don't we get to that right after this?
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here we go.
Cool.
Hey, Jason, Chris, this is Dave from New York. Brand new to your podcast. I don't have a Camaro yet because I live in the Northeast and got to get a daily driver out there. I do have an Equinox. My wife just bought a new Chevy Impala. Those two are a nice ride. Both get about 30 miles to the gallon. The storage tips I have are for motorcycles, but I'm sure they'll work for your cars. One of the storage tips that I use is I change the oil before the winter season. Get fresh oil in there, get the contaminants out of there. And change in the spring, once you change it in the fall. And if you have a garage that's heated or not heated, one of the things you want to do is keep the moisture away from the car. You don't have to wrap it up, like one of you had said earlier in the podcast, but put a dehumidifier in there. That'll take the moisture out of there and keep the car nice and dry. As always, put the battery tender on it and keep the battery up, keep the fluids up. It'll be happy in the spring. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a good winter, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Dave, thanks for calling in, too.
Yeah, you know, that must be some good advice, because that's the second time we've heard it.
It was the same Dave.
Oh.
Cool, that's okay. He emailed anything. So.
You know, one or the other, both will work.
Yeah.
We obviously don't listen to the voicemails before you play them, because we want to keep it, I don't know, natural.
Fresh.
You know. So, I still ask that question. You know,
about changing the oil.
Yeah, and second of all, now that he's, I've heard his voice, and thanks for calling in, by the way, and thanks for listening to the show. What kind of dehumidifier are we talking about? Because I went out and dropped like, I don't know, $250 on one for my basement not too long ago.
Yeah,
and it seems like I always do my research on things before I buy them, and it seems like dehumidifiers are extremely hit and miss, more miss than hit. So do they make heavy-duty dehumidifiers for garages? I mean,
I'm sure they do.
Boy, Dave, if you got a suggestion on, like, make or model, by all means, that'd be cool. Yeah. Call in again. You know the number. And okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Okay, here's our last voicemail that we have.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Corey, CR97WS6 on the board. I'm just calling in for car storage tips, and I've got one for you. The best storage tip that I have, aside from, you know, the same old top off the gas tank and put a nice coat of wax on her and put a car cover on, my best storage tip is, once you get the car put away, get out the sled.
That, that you, bastard.
You must like that one.
Yeah. I was afraid it was going to go in that direction because he knows that I've got sleds. We've been talking sleds in private messages over the past couple of years. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, man. See, he has a luxury of keeping his obviously handy to him, but mine are stored up north.
Yeah.
And I haven't even seen my sleds in a couple months. Easy. And where it's up north in Houghton Lake, there's no snow yet. And I wonder how the season's going to look.
There's a little bit of snow.
Definitely not enough to ride on.
No. And I know the water's just starting to freeze over.
Yeah, but then it's going to melt and freeze. And
It's definitely not.
Yeah. Of course, you know, maybe it'll just happen later on. We'll have a long, late winter, whatever works. I hope so, because I got about $400 in skis and carbides to buy. And I don't want to buy all that stuff and put it on and then not be able to ride hardly.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for the teaser and
Corey.
Yeah, that was good stuff right there.
Okay,
get out the sleds. I got a soft spot for that one.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, here's our last email we have in, and this one comes from our good buddy Ed Kleehammer. He says, this will be my 11th year of storing my fourth generations, the second year of storing my fifth generation. I do the following. Fill up the gas tanks and add stabilizer. I do this about once a month, read the directions on the Stabil bottle. I wash the car, dry it really good. I use my compressor and a blowgun to get the water out of all the tight spaces. I will overinflate my tires by 10 pounds. I will place dryer sheets in the trunk and in the interior. Mice hate this. My wife likes the scented ones that keep the car smelling nice. Since I live in the snow belt, I take the batteries out, place them on a wood shelf, and put a trickle charger on one and rotate it every couple of days. If I keep the batteries in, I use a battery tender. I cover the car with a cover. I place dryer sheets in the exhaust outlets. I take old pantyhose, cut each leg off, and I place dryer sheets in it, tie them off, and place on the motor and under the car. I check my antifreeze with a tester to see its range. When all's done, I spend my winter counting the days till I get them out all again.
See, I like that.
Ed,
I like
perfect.
That. Perfect. There's a couple extra tips that we haven't heard before, and cutting the feet off pantyhose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ed lives in.
I should probably take him off first, right?
More of a rural area too.
Yeah, right on.
Where they're more susceptible for, you know, little varmints to get mm-hmm. in.
Yep. That's always been a good tip is steel wool. But if they hate dryer sheets, that's a lot easier to work with.
Yeah.
Plus, it smells decent.
Yeah.
I like how he just bullet pointed it out. Easy to digest.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. Done.
Because that's what people need is a checklist.
Yeah.
So, good stuff, man. Ed, thank you for emailing that in, as always, buddy. And we got, about another, not even
minutes.
Another
yeah.
week, well, another, not even another week left before we declare the winner.
Yeah, December
15th. The winner storage tips. And then win a Zeno prize pack. So, having said that, if you haven't emailed or called your tips in, by all means, 586-486-3182 or webmasters at CamaroZ28.com.
Get them in. This is the last week.
Yep. All right. You know what we need to do?
Well, what do we need to do?
Garage of the week. Camaro of the week. Whatever. However.
From
the garage.
Yeah.
We ask for submissions. We haven't gotten any, so we just pick them ourselves. But we'd rather hear what you guys say than you know, our. We trust your opinion over ours right now.
Yeah.
So we got to give this one to... there's a number of reasons why we're going to give it to it. The vehicle is called The Shattering Earthquake.
Mm.
And the username is Wastin' Time. And this is a neat car because they post every now and then. This is a race car. This isn't a weekend race car. This is a real deal race car. It's a 2011 Chevrolet Camaro SS, RS with ground effects, front splitter, rear valance, modifications for cold air intake, brake ducting, single wiper, custom vinyl by Race Day Vinyl, stripped interior, Saybelt racing seats, Schroth harness, custom Piper Motorsport welded and triangulated roll bar, no radio, no speakers. Performance upgrades?
Got it, huh?
Performance upgrades? Many. That's all it says. suspension and brakes, Carbotech pads, custom ducting and backing plates, JRZ custom coilovers, even 18-inch TR Motorsports front wheels and 19-inch BBS rear wheels for weight and affordability. Because they actually explained how to fit an 18-inch wheel on the car. There's actually part of the brake caliper that's like a installation tab that's not needed. You have to actually cut off, and they show us in the board how to do it. But what we really like about this is that they're part of their website is kaleidolinks.org. Kaleido links.org. And it's a charity foundation. And you know, we always think it's really good for anybody to volunteer their time or efforts or even finances. And so, you know, it's a good looking car. They're serious about racing, but what's cool is they give tips to everybody on the board about what they come across. So they're kind of sharing their knowledge, and really that's the foundation of our website, is to share knowledge.
Yep.
So we got to give it to them. Check out their charity. Check out their website. Kaleidolinks.org. I hope I'm saying that right. Just good people.
Yep.
So congratulations, you deserve it for sure.
Absolutely.
Actually, the charity, now I think about it, is it's a youth charity.
Okay.
So I can't think off the top of my head, but it's keep the kids and keep square and the straight and narrow.
Yep.
Good job to them. So how much time we got left here, buddy?
We're out of time.
We're out of time?
We're at the end of the show now.
All right. Well, just one last minute thing. I've been releasing Camaro Diecast Series 4 hints on Facebook, on the Facebook page at facebook.com/Camaro Collectibles. Like the page, check out the hints, and give me your thoughts on it. And I guess that's it. We're going to have to get out of here.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.